Satila Ekadashi. This Ekadashi occurs in the Falgun month. As the moon wanes at this time, a very special atmosphere is created. The glories of Satila Ekadashi are narrated in the Bhavishyotra Puran in a conversation between the sage Dalbhya and Pulastya Muni. O esteemed Brahmana, began Dalbhya Muni, people are most polluted in the age of Kali. There are sinful acts taking place at all times. Heinous crimes such as the killing of Brahmanas, killing of cows, and general freeloading are rife. Please elucidate the process by which these perpetrators can be freed from their sinful acts. The sage Pulastya replied, O my dear friend and fortunate one, by observing the vow of Ekadashi, which falls during the waning moon in the month of Falgun, all sinful reactions can be burned to ashes. On the Ekadashi day, the aspirant should rise early, bathe, and then worship the Lord with prayers. O Lord Janardana, O most merciful Sri Krishna, you are the deliverer of the fettered fallen souls. Please do not exclude anyone from your mercy. Those drowning in an ocean of grief need your mercy most. O Supreme Brahman, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Lord of the Universe, please hear my prayer and grant me the boon of assisting you in helping the conditioned souls of the material world. Please accept my fidelity and use me as an instrument in the struggle against Maya. O dear Lakshmi Devi, please be kind to this lowly servant and grant that he may be freed from all anarthas. Thenceforth, one should give charity to Brahmanas. Depending on means available, one can offer umbrellas, cloth, shoes, sugar, or a pitcher filled with water. Cows of many colors may also be given, and specific to this Ekadashi, sesame seeds. By gifting sesame seeds on this day, one can live in the heavenly planets for many years. Sesame seeds are used in different varieties on this day. One may bathe in water mixed with sesame seeds, smear sesame seed paste on the body, execute fire sacrifices with sesame seeds, offer oblations to the ancestors with sesame seeds, and give sesame seeds in charity. By doing so, one will free himself from more sinful reactions than he is able to commit. Thus, this Ekadashi is known as Satila. Narada Muni once approached Sri Krishna and asked to hear the glories and results of observing Satila Ekadashi. Krishna thus recounted the following story. In ancient times, long before the world began even, there lived a female Brahmani called Vanalika. She very soberly followed a strict vow of celibacy and engaged in worshipping the Lord. By constantly fulfilling the edicts of various vows, she became emaciated and verily weak. Although she gave charity to poor Brahmanas and unmarried girls, she never offered food grains, and thus the demigods became wrathful against her. Despite this shortcoming, I considered her a purified soul due to her extreme penance and heartfelt generosity towards the beggared Brahmanas. O dear Naradji, in order to test this Brahmani, I donned the garb of a mendicant and disguised myself suitably. I personally appeared in this mortal world and, taking a begging bowl in my own two hands, approached the house of that Vanalika Brahmani. As I approached the house, she appeared before me and said, O dear mendicant, where have you come from, and please do not lie to me. I played dumb and asked for charity once more. She became angry and placed a lump of clay in my begging pot. Thereafter, I returned to my abode and resumed my duties. In due course of time, that selfsame Brahmani also returned to my transcendental abode and got a beautiful house to reside in. However, due to her misfortune, she was bereft of wealth. She had no food grains in the house, and gradually she grew restless and approached me with folded palms. She humbly inquired, "O Janardana, I have been engaged for many moons in performing penance and austerity. Why am I now bereft of food grains and wealth?" I replied to her thus, "You have come here from the material world. Please return to your new residence and wait for a visit from the demigods. They will come out of curiosity, and the wives of the demigods will take your darshan. Then you should ask them about the glories of Sattila Ekadashi. Do not let them leave until they finish the narration." After hearing my instruction, Vanalika returned home. One day, when she was sitting in her house, the doors all locked shut, the wives of many demigods mystically entered and said, "Oh, dear beauty, we have come to take your darshan. As a resident of the spiritual realm, you are indeed worshipable, and we have thus come to see you. If you wish to see me, then please explain the importance, piety, and glories of Sattila Ekadashi before you leave." Thereupon, one of the wives narrated the glories of this Ekadashi. Upon completing the recountal, Vanalika became satisfied, and the demigoddesses left also satisfied with their darshan. Under the instruction of these munificent creatures, Vanalika observed the Sattila Ekadashi day and became beautiful, effulgent, and she received plentitude grains, wealth, and gold. However, no one should observe this Ekadashi being controlled by greed or lust. By following this Ekadashi, one's misfortune and poverty are destroyed. If one donates sesame seeds on this day, then all his sinful reactions are vanquished. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desiree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desiree group, and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.